What up, folks? We got ads. Today's episode is brought to you by Amio. Amio is a travel booking platform that makes planning a journey in Europe and North America effortless. Just enter your travel details and Amio will magically give you all the train, bus, flight, and ferry options for your journey. It's never been simpler to book your first real vacation for 2021. Best of all, using Amio saves you time and money. That's a win-win in our books. Amio wants to help you leave your house this summer by offering 5% off your next booking. Just head to Amio.com and use the code LISTENER5 at checkout. Valid until the 30th of June. For new users on all modes of transport, it's just a pick-me-up 2021 needs. Amio. Plan, book, and love the journey. Terms and conditions.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Boom. Cuckoo-ca-choo. Cuckoo-ca-choo. Cuckoo. Yes, back in New Orleans. Finally. Man, it was a week. It was an entire week. Mm-hmm. That's a long time to be out there.
Nah, man.
It was a very long time to be out there.
I mean, traveling anywhere, bro, like, when you especially, well, you was with people, but you there by yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So did Paul have to work and shit?
Paul had school.
He had school. Yeah, yeah. He's doing his...
Man, Paul had 8 hours of school that set 5 days a week. Uh-huh. So he had to go from 9 to 4. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. It's about 7 hours.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. And every day. Every day of the week. So basically, it was just like LA again. Mm-hmm. But like if I would have went to New York instead of LA, like the first time I went to LA, I didn't. Punky wasn't with me.
Yeah.
She wasn't with me because she was sick. She was sick that whole week.
Yeah. Okay.
So I went out to New York and then Paul had school all week, and it was like all right, cool. That's fine. So you know, I went and ventured off by myself and shit. And nigga, I should have brought my kicks. I should have brought my goddamn shoes. Nigga, the day I decided to go out and wear them goddamn Tims, nigga shitted on my Tims.
Nigga shitted on my Tims.
What?
What?
It was one of the dudes that's from there, like one of the comedians I met, Isaiah. And nigga, and he said, see them Jones right there? We don't wear them bitches like that, son. He got them bitches yanked up tight. I was like, oh shit.
wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. So you had on 6-inch wheat Tims?
No. Okay. No, I had on the gray Tims that fold in. And
you can have the flap that come up.
That wasn't, those wasn't joints to have out there.
Yeah, no.
Anything wheat, if they're not the wheat ones or if they're not like some extravagant type of Tim,
yeah,
that's not the Tim to have.
And
I really regretted it that day because I was like, do I wear the Tims today or do I wear the patent leather Adidas? Because it's rainy. It was rainy that day.
Gotcha.
I was like, fuck it. It's going to be slippery. Let me put the Tims.
No, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing about it though, it's niggas wearing rough Tims in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, you might not see them out in the, because this niggas is down
the
bad.
The niggas that's wearing the rough Tims is the dope men that don't fucking do well.
Yeah.
That's the only ones.
Yeah. It's somebody.
It's very rare that I saw a nigga with some bad kicks on,
okay,
son.
Yeah.
Nigga, everywhere I went, I was like, oh, even these corny ass niggas got some fresh ass shoes on.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
So I just made sure I stuck to the patent leather Adidas and my Stan Smiths.
No. I mean, you can't go wrong with them.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with them.
Yeah. Cause like the dude Isaiah, something happened to where he was assaulted by somebody or something like that. They call him the GoFundMe kid or something.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm getting this wrong.
Okay.
But They call him the GoFundMe dude, because motherfucker, one of his white friends was like, hey, my friend
my friend was assaulted. Yeah. He had no idea that this was happening.
No, no. I mean, yeah. It ain't no different than when our house burned down.
Yeah.
I mean, in that sense, somebody else set up a GoFundMe for
right, yeah. right. And basically, he made a lot of money.
No, you can get some money.
And every time, in this nigga's Instagram photo, son, every picture, this nigga got a different pair of shoes on, son.
Oh, wow.
Like, this is before all the assault shit happened. This is just this nigga.
Yeah, okay,
all
right.
This is how he is.
Just make sure.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I know that nigga can be like, because I've been that nigga before.
Oh, man.
But nah, okay. Yeah, well, if you got that, and then you get put on like that, you get your ass beaten, then you are able to at least get some type of retribution for it.
Right.
Then it's like, oh, yeah, for
some. This nigga got some fresh shoes. I was like, son, I was not prepared. I was not prepared for the cold. That cold was some bullshit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I started to layer up. Like, Long John stayed on. I kept the Long Johns on.
I told you about the Long
Johns. Yeah, that saved my life. And I had some thick wool socks that I used to put over my other socks. It was just the fingers aspect of it.
Yeah, finger shit.
I had to get some gloves.
I did see the gloves look nice. I
had another one in there. Great. I did get my gloves on. I actually got to see some shit that you see on TV. Like, most of the shit that I saw, I was like, this is what you see on TV right here.
Okay.
These fucking niggas had an 8-year-old behind the fucking counter at a bodega.
Okay. Yeah. I've only seen that a handful of times.
Nigga, I went in there to get these guards right here because they ain't got guards out there. Everybody smoke.
Fanto.
Either that or fucking raw papers. And I'm like,
I'm like,
man, where y'all guards at? And they don't know what the fuck a guard is. So, first place I went to, nigga gave me some big ass Dutch Dutch cigars.
Like
son.
A big.
Big fat ones.
Yeah.
And I didn't even look at it. I was just like, man, they cool. Fucking put that shit in, yada, yada, get back to the place, see these big thumb ass, thumb size fucking. I need to cut that bitch with a razor blade. Look like the special ed pencil at the fucking kindergarten.
Yeah.
Nigga, they'll. Fat ass guards. I was like, man, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time I was like, if I go to you gotta go to a smoke shop. Smoke shop got a they got their games in a 4-pack.
Okay,
they come in a box. Nice. They come in a box with two in a pack, two in there, and I was like, oh, this is dope.
Yeah.
You know, so but it's
four for how much?
$6.
Okay.
And so like being in there is you gotta find a smoke shop. So it's like, damn. Alright, so I go to the bodega. And they had this little boy behind the counter, and his little brother, like, he ate, and his little brother, like, fucking five or something like that. And he, like, I'm like, hey, man, where y'all guards at? All y'all got is fucking, all y'all got is Backwoods? He's like, yeah, man, Backwoods, they fresh, man. You got that. You need that? What you got? I got you, man. I got you. I was like, yo.
Little
I was
angel.
Like, yeah, man. Nigga running it.
I mean, he know, though, because he was getting them.
Yeah, son. And he's like, hey, I mean, what you need? How many you need? I'm like, how many come in that pack, man? He's like, he went up and grabbed that bitch, and as soon as he grabbed it, they had this old lady that came in behind me. He was like, oh man, fuck man, look at this old fucking lady, man. Every time she come in here, she always fuck things up. I'm like, yo, this nigga's going off on this old lady,
that
son.
8-year-old kid.
Old lady getting bucked on, my nigga. Like,
oh, wow.
You know, like, I guess she come in often and just like do like some lollygagging shit.
Time
he, cause he, you know, they got the cameras and shit, so he be watching.
Yeah,
she probably be, you know, shoplifting or whatever. He's like, oh, fuck,
or
man, this old lady come in here and shit again. And then he fucking take my pack of cards. He's like, yeah. What you need? And he start, yeah, you got five in there. They feel pretty loose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm like, damn, you do this often? I don't even think you can sell tobacco products.
That's wild. That is, I feel like that's like,
that's culture.
That's special.
That's culture
right there.
Son. That's how it is.
You don't get that everywhere.
And the bodegas don't close. First place I went to, when I got there, I went to the bodega at the corner. And that's right there at the end of Chauncey Street with Paul State. Fucking, I got me a gyro. Got me a hero. And, you know, I was like, shit, yeah, that bitch smelled good, son. Like, you know, I get to get an authentic New York gyro.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of excited about that.
Anyway, oh, shit.
Son, I get that fucking gyro, son. I've been so good, and I realized that it been so goddamn greasy.
Oh, yeah.
So good and so greasy. Nigga, the next day, bitch, I spent the first half of the day just shit. I was done, son. That shit was terrible.
Wait a minute, is that the one you, like, ended the night with? Like, you had
when
that?
When I first got there.
Okay.
And Paul picked me up from the fucking subway station, and we walked back to the crib. I put my shit down. I was like, man, let me get a gyro from the bodega. He was like, all right, cool. And because that was the only thing that was open. He was like, man, I normally don't do this, but you know, sure, you'll see. And yeah. I was like, all right. So I get in there and then I order that gyro. That bitch take a long time. It took a long time to get fixed and shit. I'm like, cool. And behind the counter, they had this little Mexican dude. Paul told this nigga to fucking change his glove. Cause that nigga was all in his face and shit.
Oh, wow.
He was touching his face with his glove. Paul was like, hey, man.
That's just gross.
Yeah, he was like, hey, man, fucking change your gloves. You gonna wear a glove, change that bitch.
Yeah.
He was like, huh? And he was just kind of spaced out and shit. That little boy was spaced out for a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga came up and asked for his food. He was just standing there. And he was just standing there. He was like, yo, son, can I get my change? But nigga was kind of rude and threw a 20 up there for his food.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yo, son, I gave you a 20. Give me 11 back. Where my change, son?
Is this
son?
Your New York accent?
Yeah, that's my New York. That's my New York.
I heard the son.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, son.
Hey, yo, where my change, son? He's like, yo, this nigga is, he right there, son. He not paying attention. Like, he not looking or nothing. I'm like, this little kid being rude, so he looked like he about to get smacked. Look like somebody's about to smack. He looked like dude's about to smack the shit out. But the counter high as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're not tall, like, good luck at smacking this nigga. Yeah.
You gotta reach up.
And he finally was listening. Dude came over. Dude told him some shit. This little Spanish dude, Paul told him something in Spanish at one point. And then the dude, the Arabic dude, had to tell him something. He was like, yo, change your glove, man. That's all. Niggas was cool back then. Yeah. It was like real cool, you know. Everybody fucking cool until, you know, motherfucker need to tell you something.
Yeah, yeah.
And bitch, you get told something, like they actively aggressive, like positively aggressive out there. Like they tell you some shit in a mean way. But it's for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's for your well being. Like nigga tells you some shit, hoping they only had to tell you this dumb shit one time.
Yeah.
That's why they tell it to you like that. And it's like, oh, I can get that. Y'all straightforward. Y'all don't wanna have to repeat yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't wanna beat around the bush.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
straight up. I'm like, that's what's up.
That actually kinda I didn't think my whole time in New York, I was there maybe less than a week, but you know, like about four days.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But it being like a fast paced, loud city, that actually kind of makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, motherfucker, where you going? What you want? How much you need? You know, get in, get out.
Uh huh.
It's like, oh, okay. I'm fucking with that.
Being efficient. You know what I mean?
Nigga, motherfucker, know when you lost or know when you a fucking a tourist.
Yeah, yeah,
nigga,
yeah.
You spaced out, nigga. Yeah. That shit. It's not confusing because I was able to do it without much help.
Uh-huh.
But that shit could fuck you up a bit.
It's fucking like the whole time I was there, I don't think I really went anywhere. I mean, outside of like going to the airport.
Yeah.
I went everywhere. I think I went for the most part was with Paul. But even with being with him, man, it just was like overwhelming. I mean, especially like where his neighborhood is, it's a lot more, at least to me, it wasn't like a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
So it was like low key. I was like, all right, I could be here.
Yeah.
But like, I think we went down to like Manhattan and like where Chinatown is and shit like that. It's just like, oh, this is New York, New York.
It's a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's a lot of motherfuckers.
Oh, you definitely, especially when you getting off the fucking plane and going, actually having to hit the subway shit to get there, nigga. Because it's like, that's where it's like, it is dense. Whoa, is it dense still with the coronavirus shit?
Yeah, man, I felt so stupid with that big-ass rolling backpack. I'm like, man, fuck. That big-ass rolling backpack that I had to take, that bit was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It had certain spots that I had on the way back. I thought, because I don't remember having to take this way there. So on the way back, I had to take the shuttle bus, or whatever the fuck it was, to the Newark airport.
Okay, gotcha.
And then take the AirTran into the air station from there.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize that I had to take that type of shuttle bus, nigga. They had boogoo people waiting like it was a fucking party bus.
Okay.
You know, you pay $1, you get on the bus, nigga. That bitch $15. I was like, fuck, you know? So I got I had to go get a ticket, and I had to wait in this fucking this area. Yeah. That I took my shit down the ramp because they had people sitting on the steps and shit. That's how many people had in this motherfucker.
Okay, gotcha.
People on the steps, got on my train, and then, you know, went from there. But nigga, just from Newark to go out to Brooklyn, nigga, that shit was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Hour and a half on the train. I didn't expect that. As soon as I got there, you know, I wasn't fucking immediately like, no, you don't catch no Uber, bitch, get on this train and figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man. And then when you get in the tunnels, nigga, the fucking signal go out.
Yeah.
So my whole time being out there, son, I'm rocking two phones. Because, you know, this phone that I got right here, that bitch, I can't plug nothing up to it.
Okay.
So, you know, that bitch don't charge. I can't just plug it up to a wall or a call light or anything. I got to use that fucking wireless charger.
Okay.
And that bitch got a big back on it, so I got to put that bitch in the wall. I can't plug it up into no fucking cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
And so I'm out there with this phone. I remember the first night. I go and I got a show in Astoria Park, son. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I get my phone. My phone is struggling all day just to keep up signal because I'm going in and out of tunnels and shit trying to get places.
Yeah.
First place I was supposed to go was 125th Street. My homie told me go 125th Street. He didn't say which 125th Street. He just said go 125th Street.
125th.
Yeah, I didn't know. I probably should have asked.
I wouldn't have known either.
Yeah, motherfucker. I'm in 125th Street in Lower Queens. Motherfucker, every time I tell somebody that, they're like, ooh, nigga. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? Where was I?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Was it a bad area? And I'm like, nobody know when it goes around there. A lot of Indians. Huh? I was like, yeah, man. A lot of Indians. Motherfuckers trying to sell me shit as soon as I got there. Nigga. And I'm looking around like, yeah, this is nice. Thinking that's what I'm supposed to be seeing, you know? I had no idea.
My buddy was telling me.
Nigga, I walk around taking pictures of houses and shit. I'm like, this is nice. Nigga got all the way
down. It's like a regular ass neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, I get all the way down to the fucking to the Jamaican industrial port or whatever the fuck it is. That shit look like garbage.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't think this is what I'm supposed to be seeing, son.
Yeah, yeah.
I go look on my phone. I'm supposed to be in the Heights. I am not there at all.
Wait a minute. So what Heights, though? Is you supposed to be Washington Heights?
Yeah, that area. The Heights area. And I was not there. I tried so hard to go to Dykeman's Dog. Don't say Dykeman. You got to say Dykeman.
I tried
so hard to go to Dykeman's Dog. Uh-huh. Every time I went somewhere, it was just way too far. I'm supposed to go to Comfort Land. Never got to do that. Uh-huh. Never got to do anything specific.
Yeah.
I tried to go to the Spyscapes place, but it was 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do this. Show, yeah, right. I got to go do a show. That shit, the time I was going to Astoria Park, I was just riding, trying to get places. Went to the wrong 125th. I'm like, well, fuck. All right, might as well go to this shit now and see how long it take me to get there.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm like, all right. Finally get all the way there, and by the time I get there, nigga, my phone on 1%. Nigga, it was an hour and a half just to get there. Nigga, the whole way home is like an hour and a half, and I gotta catch like 3 trains and
shit.
And
it's like 1%. You can't be away from home with the 1%.
No, not New York by yourself, nigga.
No.
So what I did was I took my good phone that I put on the hotspots. Turn this one on, fucking got the directions on the train. Now, as long as I don't back out of the directions that I have on the phone that isn't on, I can follow those directions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that'll be good.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as no dumb shit happens to this phone, I'm all right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go fucking, nigga, this is before even fucking the show started. So I still got time to, I got the entire show to wait. And you know, I'm a new nigga out there. Mm-hmm. So you know, I'm not first. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I am second to last.
Okay, there was
so many people outside, son. First place I went, boom, smashed it. They wasn't ready.
Okay.
And I had a fun time. And then I met the dude that was supposed to be coming down here. I don't know if you've seen it on Paul's. Paul put up about this dude called Maximilian.
No. He's,
well, I put up I told him to ask people. Paul actually put up a post saying this dude was coming down.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, I remember when this dude hit me up, I was like, that name sounds familiar because he was like a few people before me. And when I got out there, I went to meet one of the hosts of the show that I was about to be on. He didn't really know who I was. He was just like, oh, all right, well, this is how the show goes. I was like, I'm on the show. He like, oh, okay. So I was like, all right, this nigga.
Yeah.
You know? And so I get, I see when dude get off and shit, and I'm like, man, that's that dude. I wasn't gonna say nothing, but then I'm like, man, you
you Max? He was like, yeah, man. Hey, he's like, I was like, hey, man, I'm the dude that you hit up, because he hit up Drex. And Drex, because okay, when he was going down, yeah, when he was going down to New Orleans, he was like, man, Drex, who I hit up when I'm coming, when I'm going down to New Orleans. Drex was like, man, the people I know is Paul and Kyle. He's like, so hit them up. So he hit us up, and that's how I knew who it was. I wasn't sure, mm-hmm. but I was like, all right, this nigga. And he went up, and that nigga hilarious. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, good shit. And then once he finished, he was like, all right, I'm about to dip. I was like, well, hold on, I'm about to go up in this one next person. Mm-hmm. He was like, all right, cool, I'll check you out. I'm like, cool. And then right after that, he dipped. But right before he dipped, we chilled, and he introduced me to his friend and shit. And they stayed and watched. And he had to go somewhere else and do another show.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, son, I'm about to go to Brooklyn. I'm going to holler at you. I was like, oh, all right. And then it hit me in my head. I was like, ah, I need to go to Brooklyn. And then I looked, and I was like, ah, that nigga way down there now. Fuck. And then I saw his friend. And I was like, oh, hey. Max going to Brooklyn? She was like, yeah. Yeah, you need a ride? You going to Brooklyn? I was like, I think so. She's like, yeah. You know what? I'll ask him. Just come on. He'll bring you. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Boom. Solved the whole phone dead situation right there.
That's that yeah. New Orleans shit right there. Yeah. When you get that, like, oh, you going? Because, again, bro, that city is so fucking vast.
Yeah.
Niggas got to go so many different places.
Yeah.
So for that to be convenient like that.
That was the first time I drove in the car anywhere to go anywhere out in New York. And so he brought me from Astoria he brought me straight to the house. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck yeah, son, I appreciate that. And that was the last time I saw Max. But hey, that wasn't the end of just the extravagant time I was having out there. Mm-hmm. That park show was just to break the ice. Mm-hmm. That was it. Nigga, every other show after that, my next show was at Pinky Space with this dude named Fadi. Okay. I say it like that because it seems like you gotta say it like that. Mm-hmm. Because if not, it looks like Fatty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I imagine that.
F-A-D-Y.
He, if that's how his name is pronounced. Not Fatty.
Yeah.
I
like to say Fadi because I'm like, oh, this is how I probably should say instead of you a Fatty.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, so I he put me on the show. And, motherfuckers, when they see you, they motherfuckers hype you up. Oh, yeah, man, he funny, but they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't really know.
And, I mean, that's just what you're supposed to do as the host anyway.
Right. And, see, the first night I got there, when I hit up Fadi. Fadi was like, man, I'm going to be at this show. And I went to Baby Brass's. It was a show at Baby Brass's, and I went to go check it out. And it was one of those shows where you gotta pay an entree and shit.
Is this as an audience member or as a performer?
Yeah, as an audience member.
So like it's like a comedy type club situation.
Yeah, kind of sort of.
Because if you go to like a comedy club, you gotta have like a 2-item minimum. Yeah. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Drex told me the way around that.
Yeah.
And he was like, nigga, just say you're a comic. That shit ain't gonna happen anymore. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. But I went to this show. And I seen Fighty there. That's when I seen him there. And I was like, oh, okay, he's pretty decent. Mm-hmm. I seen this chicken there. Her name was Caitlin, nigga. And that's when I was like, oh, this is New York comedy. Because mm-hmm. she was out there. She was bow, 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 bow. Okay. Crowd work. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Nigga, she was on point. Uh-huh. I'm like, fuck yeah, I fucks with that. Uh-huh. I liked her cadence.
That's right.
Then other people came up, and I was like, oh. Nigga, y'all not ready then, because mm-hmm. nigga, I stand out mm-hmm. from what they were doing mm-hmm. compared, because I had a good podcast with goddamn Drex. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker Drex broke it down. He broke it down to comedy types in different boroughs. Mm-hmm. He was like, this borough just the writing borough. This borough is more entertainment. Nigga, this borough, nigga, they more story form up
okay,
there. Yeah, and I was like, what? And you can see it.
Yeah.
You can
yeah.
see where these motherfuckers coming from and who does what. And it's like, oh, that's dope. Mm-hmm. And he's like, but everybody else is just intermingles. And then it's that straight comedy, fucking set up, punch. You know, they don't dance with nobody.
Yeah.
He was like, niggas from New Orleans, nigga, y'all got a jazz with y'all. I was like, ooh, bitch, tell me more.
Well, nah, so, like, goddamn.
It doesn't pick up that much.
But, because well, some of it, again, like, I only been there the one time. And so, how many shows did you end up doing?
Or
how many shows did you end up doing and going and seeing?
I went and seen one show, and I was like, I don't want to see no. No, I seen two shows.
Okay.
I wound up doing three.
Okay. So, like, you got a chance to see, like, five different shows.
Yeah.
Now, was they all, like, in the same spot, or was it?
Yeah, the Pinky Space and the one that I did and the second one that Fadi had was right around the corner.
Okay.
He had it at Joey Bats. And it was kind of like the same thing. What they have is they build little bungalows outside.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they have like little pods, little bubble boy pods, and people eating those. But then they built like little, you know, little huts, little,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they put plastic around, and they had the comedy shows in there. So it fits about 15 to 20 people,
okay,
depending on how many people come, and then people outside, on the outside of it. So the first place, I'll be able to show you a picture later. The first place that I did was Pinky Space, and that motherfucker was nice. That motherfucker, the whole inside was packed. And then, like, when I got up there, like, you know what motherfucker kills. Motherfucker, you see heads just popping in, and then that's all you see. Motherfuckers out there, I'm doing my thing, son. And they getting ramped up, bitch. Motherfucker walk out, and then bang, and shit just erupts, and then you see heads. Who that? Who that?
Yeah, like, who on stage?
Who that? Yeah. Nigga, Fadi, he got a whole fucking reel.
Especially because it's like, you don't...
Yeah,
they ain't heard this voice. They
yeah,
ain't, yeah, yeah.
They don't know me at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fadi had to come back in there, and then he shot a whole reel. I was like, bitch, you didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing. You didn't do any of this for anybody that's on your Instagram right now. So he was like, oh, man, he was so drunk after I got off stage. He was like, buddy, yo, you killed it. I'm a hugger. Come, hug me. I was like, yeah. I was like, I like this shit.
That's a nice welcome.
Dog, so good, son. Like, Drex ain't seen me in so long. And, like, he told people, he's like, come sit down and watch. And then after I fucking finish, hit him with that six nuggets, my nigga.
Oh, the six nuggets.
Oh, these niggas is like, yo, what the fuck? I met one of his friends. And she was like, bitch, it's hard to make me laugh, and you fucking funny.
That's
was like,
what's
thank
up,
you,
bro.
Thank you. Like, this is all I wanted, to come down, and it felt like New Orleans, but New York.
Yeah.
That, and that's what I've been looking for.
That's
son.
A good. That's a
that's
good
what
vibe.
The fuck I've been looking yeah. for. And I'm like, fuck y'all. I mean, I'm like, fuck yeah, y'all rocking this shit. There were certain key points that, like, I thought that wasn't gonna hit well. Hits perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, they just wait for you to say like something off the wall or extravagant. Nigga, I ran my whole hooker set out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit, I didn't expect that to go as well. Nigga, as soon as I said Clinton, fucking the room erupts.
Okay.
I was like, oh, y'all like this silly shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I could be myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It don't matter. So yeah. Nigga,
let
it go, nigga. I went in. And boy, it was a good time out there. Nigga, Fadi, he was like, he came up to me. He was like, dude, you killed, we had like 12 people out there. Look, this is a comedy club. Look at this. That's like 100 people, 150. Him on stage, he sucks. And he still does good. You kill it here. I was like,
that's funny.
I appreciate your honesty. So he's like, I'm drunk. Hug me. I'm like, okay.
I'll hug you.
Yes. Oh, such a good goddamn. And dude, what I want everybody to adapt as being comedians and shit, nigga, we need to bring it. Like, I understand Ketchy is the photographer down here, and she takes pictures and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, nigga, motherfucker, the photographer is just like the comedian. Nigga, he always there.
Mm-hmm.
He at every show, son, and he take the pictures. So, nigga, if you eating off of good pictures, he eating off of good pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, son, I gotta show you these pictures that they sent. Nigga, they just gotta, they have a specific photographer. I guess he's just a homie.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, I don't know if they pay this nigga or not.
I hope they, I mean
he probably still gets paid off of what he's doing.
Well, cause see, that's the thing, it's like, cause that shit is, it's smart. But
yeah.
See, what you saying, like, Keshi, it's like, Keshi's also a performer, so she can't do both at the same goddamn time. And you wouldn't want her to do both.
Right.
But it would be nice to have, like, and, like, again, we know plenty of photographers, but, all the photographers I'm cool with are comedians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, to be able to have it, that access to be like, oh, we had the photographer for the show, and you can always, and you actually, it's a good point you brought up, because I gotta, you know, I'm working on getting my show together and shit.
Yeah.
And so that is something that I want, especially for like the first one that we do. So that way it's like, you know, we got it where hopefully it's a nice turnout and you showcase like that it's a good show.
Yeah.
Beyond just me being like, hey y'all, it's a good show, if you actually see people laughing.
Right.
And shit like that, you know.
Cause nigga, this motherfucker, the pictures that these niggas take, son, mm-hmm. like all they pictures, I'm like, son, fuck you get this goddamn Saturday Night Live picture right there. He's like, what? This picture with the lights in the background, like I'm on Saturday Night Live? Nigga, that's right there. When it get dark, the lights come out. Nigga. Yeah. Boom. And I'm like, nigga, I want one of these. Son.
Yeah, bro. I mean, even like I remember seeing
the simple shit.
Some people, like I remember, like MD when she went up there and did some shows, and then I saw like a picture that she did, and it looked like one of them joints. Yeah. Where it's just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, nigga. You went up there, performed, and now you got like another like cool ass
shot.
Yeah.
Fucking they was like, you know, Julie Mitchell. I was like, Pop Tart? They was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, man, that's the homegirl. Nigga, they love New Orleans. I met this chick that was on Black Girl Giggles. She went up there and fucking smashed it. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes. Big girl, her name is Courtney.
Okay.
Her name is Courtney. She talked about it. She like, you know Shep? I was like, Shep the big sister. Yes, yeah. I know Shep. Yeah, so like, nigga, it was nothing but love down there, son. And after I killed it, like, and then Fadi, he don't pull no punches. Hey, this man, he came to my show yesterday and he kill it. He's so good. Like, thank you, dude. Yeah, you know, you don't need to ask for none of that. Everybody come up, I heard you killed it yesterday. Yeah.
Bruh, you at least comment, like, I enjoyed going to New York. My comedy experience was not the same. I was like licking my wounds. I was like, I was like, for real? Like,
oh man.
No, yeah. I mean, I think some of it is obviously circumstantial because, yeah. Like, when I went there, it was what we now know mid pandemic.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, because, like, one of the shows I was on, like, everybody's like, oh, man, it's a great show. It's hard to get on this show. And then nobody showed up to it. Hmm. And again, like, in hindsight, it makes sense. If you was like, coronavirus, this is a real thing, da-da-da-da. We're going to shut down the country in, like, 2-3 weeks. But at that time, I was like, wait a minute. This is, like, one of the best shows, and it's nobody here. Like, what is it? But see, it ended up not being a bad night because I saw friends I hadn't seen in a long time
who've
been up there, and I got a chance to chop it up with them. So that was cool. Then I did, like, the next night, I did a mic, and then I did a show. And, you know what I mean? It was fine. But, you know, I had, you know, you build up this, at least for me, because that was, like, one of the places I wanted to go to do comedy. Like, mm-hmm. I always envisioned myself ended up in New York. And so when it just, and I say fine just in the sense of, like, that was what my reception was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, I feel like I could do better than this.
Yeah.
But when it's the first time that you are in there and it's like, shit, am I not cut out for this?
Yeah.
And I mean, oh, like, man. I ain't saying like, you know, I think I could go to New York and actually do well at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that, you know.
You so feel
but
that, though.
Again, like, you feel it and it's the reality of it. And it's like, fuck. Like, I wish I could have went off on a, I wish it could have been better.
Yeah. Nigga, you know, like, what I'm saying? You fit in the category of more like Drex than them just because you write a lot. You write right. So that would be your category. I know that for sure. Mm. And nigga, the way he was working, because they was going to Atlanta.
Okay.
So he was working on some shit. And, you know, nigga, he the face, basically, mm-hmm. of fucking New York out there. And, like, motherfucker, you know somebody, nigga, you know Drex. You know?
Okay.
So, motherfucker, to be known to Drex out there and
that's
then go
good,
out there
yeah.
and then fucking smash it like I did, nigga, it was worth it. It was worth
it. No, for certain. Again, like, you know, I'm happy for you, my guy.
Made me be like, damn, I should have been came here, but I didn't know.
But it's still there. I'm just glad to hear that shit is rolling, even in, you know, in spite of all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that bodes well. You know right. what I'm saying? Because
shit
it's like
the, fuck up.
The whole, as far as the whole scene in general, like, or at least like the whole national scene, like, if New York is still going strong, then I feel like all the other subsequent scenes can still go strong. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Damn, it's took me a long time to roll this blunt. This is these backwoods, though, man. This is the process I had to take. But this bit rolled, this bit burned slow, and it's smoke. And it's like, oh, yeah. Nigga better be blasted. And out there, nigga, the whole time, son, I survived off of the weed that Paul gave me and what I had from down here. It lasted all week.
Oh, you brought it with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know me. Put that shit on the fucking, on that check bags.
So you check that bag.
You check that bag.
Because that's
that. Put it in. Don't just put the weed.
Free in there.
Yeah, because
yeah.
my bag always gets searched.
Yeah.
They always go in my bag and uh-huh. fucking leave a note saying, hey, we went through your shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. You know, so, but yeah, nigga, I put that shit in the check bag and then I have it in a, in my case and shit. So my case is like, it's supposed to be like, you know, smell proof or whatever.
Yeah.
So they say. So, yeah.
That's what's up, man.
So I was out there. Hey, you smoking? You want to hit that? He's like, I'll hit that, man. I'll hit that.
That's what's up.
But the whole time I'm out there nervous because the motherfuckers come out. Yeah, man. These acidic Jews don't like the. They about a no mask and shit. And it's like, oh man, don't tell me shit like that. You know, I'm riding around subways and shit, riding around people that ain't wearing masks. And it's like, when I go around everybody else, I'm cool, but I was still kind of nervous getting on the mics just because, you know, I brought towelettes with me just to, you know, wipe the mic off and shit.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, I'm still not sure. This is the epicenter. This is one of the places where it was.
It's going the fuck down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going the fuck down, and it's also still going the fuck down even with people getting vaccinated heavy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cause it's like I just read a story that like New York, New Jersey, Michigan, a lot of these places, they're plateauing, and then some of these places they're seeing spikes again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, them motherfuckers are so legit out there, son. It was just so enjoyable to see like just shit flourish. Like that's what New Orleans could be if we had the clubs and the people to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers say, man, they usually get their shit from the luck of the draw. Like, oh man, I had like a talent scout mm-hmm. out at such and such, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody got a mic out there, so it's just like it's easy for a talent scout to come. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, it was very exciting.
That's what's up, man.
So
you can't wait to go back?
Oh, nigga, Drex already put it in my head. I'm probably gonna move out there. Nigga,
I think that would be good for you.
Yeah.
Well, just number one, because I know how much you like to do comedy. And that if you want to do comedy, that's the place where you could do the most fucking comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, that shit was, I told him, I was like, man, it's grimy out here. It's gritty. Nigga, it's shoulder to shoulder. Nigga, I thought I wouldn't care for that shit. Nigga, I see that shit on TV. Nigga, Spider-Man, bitch. I'm out here trying to stop fucking subways and monorails. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Fucking Green Goblin and shit.
Getting my shoe game up. Oh, fuck yeah, nigga. Next time I go out there, I'm going to be ready.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt when I went to, like, D.C. the first time. As far as, like, on the shoe tip. Because
yeah.
I was like, oh, the next time I come back. Because the first time I went to D.C., you know, because again, like, I'm from a small city.
Yeah.
You know, a small town. And it don't feel like that until you go to an actual big
city.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when you, like, when I went to D.C., that was, like, the biggest city I went to early in my life. And we was going down there for my cousin. She was graduating from Howard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm, like, 18, 19. You know, I got what I think of as fresh. But we just going, I'm like, oh, we going on a family trip. We going to see our cousin. We only going to be there, like, a weekend type shit.
Right.
Nigga, get there. We go to the mall, like, the first thing.
Oh,
me and my cousin there, I'm like, we both was like, man, I feel country as fuck out here, bruh. You see, mm-hmm. again, like, you just see motherfuckers just dressed like
Sunday,
rappers.
Yeah.
Like, and not even in that, like, I'm wearing jewelry type shit, but just like.
Just fresh.
Is it a music video happening at the mall?
They gear is always fly, son. It's like, wow.
And
even the bummy motherfuckers.
Well, and see, it's that level of, like, they got, like, everything that's, like, a rarity in some spots. Like, for instance, and I relate this just straight to the sneaker culture shit. I got into sneakers heavy when I was living in Columbus. Columbus, Ohio, not a small city. They had maybe like, they had like a big Foot Locker, House of Hoops. Yeah. So that's where you can get like all the like exclusive shit. They had a big Foot Locker like that. Then they had like two boutique, or maybe two or three boutique shops. One was called Soul Classics. That one's still running. And then it was another one. I can't think of. But they was like more of a skate shop. Yeah. So you could get like Dunk SBs and shit from there. I imagine that you got like five of those in like every neighborhood. Or like you at least got one in every neighborhood. And I'm talking about like, because the shit I figured out, like this is when I realized how big New York was when I first got there. I hit up Garvey. Because I was like, man, I'm trying to find some weed, da-da-da-da-da.
Fucking, they got mobile weed people.
So I hit him up initially, and his mans was like, we were in, Paul stays in
Brooklyn.
Paul, but Flatbush.
Yeah, Bushwick.
Bushwick. He stays in Bushwick. This other cat was in Brooklyn, but it was a whole nother.
Yeah.
Cause like, so you know where like Pop, like Pop Smoke.
Yeah.
Pop Smoke. That nigga's from Canarsie. Or was from Canarsie. Uh-huh. Canarsie is like an hour away from where Paul lived. Like, if you hopped on the train,
yeah,
it's like an hour away. If you got in the car, it's like a half hour drive.
See, the thing is, that's crazy. It's if you go by train, it'll be like an hour, hour and a half maybe, depending on where you're going. Uh-huh. If it's going somewhere far like that. If you hop in the car, it's like 20, 24 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost a half hour.
Yeah, yeah.
If you take the bus, it's like a few minutes more.
Okay.
But if you bike it, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's like the same as if you rode in a car.
What? And it can kind of be like that. What's good? It can kind of be like that here. Like, it's easier for me to bike to the French Quarter than it is for me to drive to the French Quarter.
Nigga, I did Uber. Yeah, I got that $33 bus pass for the week. Nigga, that everywhere. Beep, beep, beep. Uh-huh. Fucking, that train. The train was me. That was my best friend right there.
No.
I had a good time.
Bruh, when I was figuring that shit out, and even when I went overseas, like that was to me. That made me feel like I was leveling up as a person.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you get there, you don't know what the fuck you doing.
No.
But by the end of it, I gotta hit this. Yep. Like on the way back, I even some shit that could have been a disaster. Like I got on the wrong train. Like going to the airport, it was going the opposite direction. I realized that shit immediately. That too, yep. Hopped off that bitch, got back on that other one. I was like, all right, back.
Yeah, I did a few times. So yeah. I did that a few. I remember coming from Drex's house after we left, my nigga. This was a crazy night, son. Mm-hmm. After I left, nigga, he had edibles and shit. It didn't do me nothing, but I was still like, going on home. It was like 2 a.m. and we watched the whole Snyder Cut, 4 hours of that Justice League.
Bruh, actually, I started watching it, I want to say last night. I still got to finish it. It was, I got on it like dumb late, so I was like, I'm not going to make
it. I did that too, yeah. That bitch good, though. Motherfucker watched it and fucking hopped on a train and went on my way. I think I hopped on the wrong train, fucking had to turn myself around and got on this train, and there was this chick on this train. And I know from, being in the Walmart and shit, you don't look crazy people in the eye because now you part of their soul or whatever the fuck going on.
I mean, mind. Especially if it's like late as fuck.
Yes. And I made the mistake. There was this white lady. I don't know what she was. Probably a dude, probably a chick. I'm not really sure. She patted my ass. Like, is this Patricia or is this Patrick? I'm not sure. Okay. Motherfucker came and she walked across. She was, fucking twitching and saying some shit. And I looked at her, and I watched as she walked across, and I'm like, this is a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And she sat down, and the whole time she sat down, like, I had my podcast playing in my ear. And she got like that again. Okay. And she, and this whole time, son, I just feel her grilling me, dude. Like, on the other side, I'm sitting next to the rail, and she on the other side of the door. And this whole time, nigga, I just hear her saying shit, fucking clapping or whatever, going off.
Yeah,
and I'm like, man. So as this is happening, nigga, I'm just sitting there ignoring the fuck out of it. I'm like, whatever, this ain't got nothing to do with me. Just ignore it. Nigga, this bitch get up and she come towards me. And nigga, I'm just sitting there. I'm ignoring the fuck out of it still. I'm like, whatever.
nigga, and I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, I see her out in my periphery, son, and, like, I just hear movement and fucking shaking. I swear this bitch is crumping in front of me, too.
Like, actually crumping, or her body is doing?
What she doing? She, like, she's swinging at me. She's swinging and punching at me in the air, but she's not hitting me and shit. You know, she just doing some little crazy antics. Oh, wow. So I'm just sitting there.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, as long as this bitch don't spin on me, I don't have to haul off and do nothing dumb.
Yeah.
So, you know, I ignore the fuck
out
of
her. So wait a minute. Okay. So you're on the car?
I'm on the train.
I mean, but yeah, but you're in the, like, you know how they had a different, like, you're in one car.
Yeah.
And so how many people is in there? Is it just you?
They got a dude sitting on the same bench with me on the other end, and they got a dude sitting across from me diagonal. And they got, like, a few more people okay. on there.
So it's not a lot of people.
It's not a lot of people at all.
All right.
And it's her. All
right.
And she going off, son. She fucking, she doing all this dumb shit. And then fucking, you finally stop. And she gets to the point to where it's time for people to get off and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still going off in front of me. And as she said that, we're doing whatever she doing. She saying shit, if that be at all that. Like, I can still see out the corner of my eye. And she like, fuck that. And she, you know, she like, I'm out. And she go do that. I like, you know, pooch you. You know, I'm done with this shit.
Uh-huh.
And she go to leave. Uh-huh. And then she leave out. Karma comes. Nigga, that dough smashed the fuck out of us.
Oh, wow.
She get caught in the dough. That bitch jam her up.
Oh, wow. That is a sight.
And nigga, she struggled to get through that bitch because she had to get off. And finally, when she made it and got off, the dudes that was sitting, like, real close to me seeing the shit go down, they was like, son, I don't know what the fuck I would have done, son. You a bad dude, son. I would have fucked her up, son. Damn. You know, you ain't did. You just sat there, son. I don't know how you did that. I was like, man, as long as she didn't spit on me, we good. Yeah, he was like, man, you a good dude, son. Yeah. I don't know if I could have did that.
See, yeah, that's the, I feel like that's the one. See, I wish I'd have pulled this, like, I didn't pull this maneuver, but that's one of them ones where it's like, if I'd have felt comfortable going to another car, I'd have been out that motherfucker. Like, soon as I seen the motherfucker. Because that was like, that's the shit that I feel like that's the next level of riding the subway.
Yes.
Where you're just like, oh, are you wilding? Let me get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah. Another aspect of riding the subways is getting to see those motherfuckers that dance on the poles and shit.
Uh-huh.
I seen that
guy. Oh, you got a chance to see that?
Yeah, and I seen that guy come around twice, and I was like, oh, you have the same outfit on. You are homeless.
Maybe it's some Mr. Rogers shit.
It was a few days later, though.
I'm just saying, like, maybe it's like every day I wear this. Or maybe I got, like, I'm being optimistic.
Like, when I first seen him, I was like, nigga, it's cold to be wearing just a t-shirt and
okay,
a Scully
never
on.
Mind, never
and
mind.
And then the second day I seen him, I was like, oh, you still got that t-shirt and that okay, Scully on.
Yeah, this is how you trying to get off.
Yeah, this is how you trying to make it.
Yeah.
And he had played the same song, which is stuck in my head, which is like, oh, okay.
Bro, you actually kind of bringing back some of my memories from that shit because, like, I know I don't think I saw anybody dancing, but it was like a couple of different instances. I mean, that shit just kind of always happens, though. Because even, like, when I've been in Chicago, that's just, like, if you go to any, like, subway system, I think anywhere, you're going to have some type of motherfucker down there trying to entertain somebody.
Yeah.
In some kind of, or save, get them to go to Jesus.
That's how I was. Yep. They had that guy. They had those people. They had a Spanish dude that came in and started preaching.
Right, that shit happened.
And he had an interpreter with him. I was like, "Well, nice." So he was speaking in Spanish. He was preaching in Spanish.
And then somebody's
and
doing
then
it in English.
The dude was speaking in English.
That's fucking wild.
I was like, "Wow, okay."
They like really get saving. We getting everybody.
Yeah, we gonna make sure motherfuckers are saved. I ran to the Jewish community. He's like, "Did you mitzvah today? Do you would you like a mitzvah today or something like that?" I don't know what the fuck that meant, but I was like, okay, this is y'all culture.
Yeah.
You know, that shit was nice to see. I was like, this is dope. Mm-hmm. This is like, there's so many cultures down there.
Oh, nigga.
It is,
that shit, yeah.
It's ramped up. It was nice to be around. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to do touristy shit. Like, I went down to Manhattan and I was like, I don't want to take a picture. See, all right, hold on.
Get your water.
I went down to Manhattan. I wanted to go smoke in Times Square, the Eiffel Tower, the World Trade Center, or whatever.
Or what they call it now? Whatever.
Whatever, right. Yeah. I went there, and I was like, oh, there's so many cops. Cops everywhere.
Yeah.
But as soon as I rolled up, man, the motherfuckers with the Mickey Mouse and fucking
the
heads. Yeah, okay. The fucking Iron Man people and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They coming up wanting to take just a picture with me and shit. I'm like, I don't, I like, I'm
want
not
you
here.
To pay for that shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not here for that shit, man. Get the fuck, you know. I'm like, why y'all coming up to me and just kids? Like, I'm not, don't fuck over me out here.
Y'all see this mustache and this goatee?
Yeah, well, see, I had the fucking face mask on.
Oh, so they didn't see the mustache.
Yeah, they just like, hey, hey, man, pound it. You want to take a picture with the Hulk? Fuck you, Hulk, get away from me. Like, I'm trying to be out here fucking living my best life. Yeah. You want me to take a childish-ass picture? And why fucking... Why
you want me to pick you up?
Why Minnie Mouse got a fucking Mexican in the throat? That's what I was thinking the whole time. Uh-huh. Because Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse had their heads up. Uh-huh. And so all you see is, like, a Mexican inside their throat. And it's like... Nigga, this shit look wild, son. What is y'all doing?
You know, I see you. Like, the illusion of being Mickey or Minnie is not...
It's like, that's how y'all wear it out here? Hold on. Yeah, I was like, nah, fuck this. And then I walked, and that's when I went to go see all that other shit. And then I was like, oh, I got a show to go to. And I was supposed to make it the Drek show, but I missed it. So I made Cab show first. Mm-hmm. I did his show, and then I went to the Joey Bats after that. And that's when I met Courtney and the rest of them. And I was like, man, that was a good goddamn time. Son.
That's good.
I enjoyed riding the Brooklyn Bridge on them bikes and shit. Mm-hmm. And Paul had a good bike. So he left my ass. I was like, this motherfucker here. That motherfucker's riding his ass off. I'm like, shit. There's so many hills out there, bitch. And I had a heavy ass bike. The gears didn't change. Mm. I'm just out there. I see little kids passing me by. I'm like, fuck. I wanted to kick a little kid over. like this is some bullshit.
Well, let me get your bike.
Right. Yeah, it was fun riding through Prospect Park. I was like, it was a fun time. Because we went to go get these things called doubles, which was like, some dough with some pita and some with some chickpeas and shit inside with some sauce on it. That shit was delicious.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, you want to go eat this in Prospect Park? I was like, how long till we ride home? He was like, it's about 20 minutes. I was like, no, nigga. Let's ride home now, son. We've been riding for way too long, son. We left at 10. We didn't get back till like 2. I'm like, nah. I need to leave and shit, bitch. Uh-huh. I'm tired, bitch. All the inner thighs hurt and shit. Fuck. Yeah, that seat was hurting my ass. I was like, this seat sucked. That bitch was high, but it was fun still. You know, my thighs was hurting. I was like, I wasn't ready for that. I'm like, I'm glad I don't have the virus because this would be tough. Uh-huh. This would be tough. And I would not be able to taste that delicious ass double that I had. It was a very good time. I had some duck. That was cool. It wasn't what I thought it would. Like, I thought it would be better, but it was all right. Paul consistently wanted Mexican food. And I was like, I don't want to deal with Mexican. it was one thing to, you know, deal with that fucking, that gyro when I first got there. But
he was like, my stomach.
Yeah.
My stomach hurt.
I want to keep it light and clean, you know.
I had New York pizzas. Spinach bowl or some
Those
shit.
Pizzas were nice. I enjoyed their pizza. Big pizzas. Yeah. It was a very good experience. And I'm definitely within due time. Like, just like I said about LA and Texas. And I'm in Texas now, but eventually I'm gonna wind up moving. Drex was like, just come on. Come now. I was like, I can't now. I just bought a house.
I'm with my brother.
Yeah, me and my brother just bought a house, man. We just started renting a house. I can't just up and leave now.
Yeah, not right now, but maybe like in a year.
Yeah, give me a few of them. Give me a few years, and I'll see what's up.
But see, now it's like, you know, now it's just about just getting back up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you can, you know, make the trip when it's time to make the trip, or make the move when it's time to make the move.
If I can get shows lined up, nigga, I go up there just for a weekend, mm-hmm. or for a few days. As long as I keep this fucking unemployment shit going, we'll see what's good. Definitely, cause if I can get on a club out there or passed anywhere out there.
Oh, bro, if you get passed at a club, bro, you. I mean, again, like that's when, you know, I think you can actually see the ladder. You know what I mean? You can actually see the steps that it to get to that next, that or get to exactly where you want to get to.
Nah, I just need to go fucking
make a name in Texas now. Go show face out there and now. But Texas is there.
But I mean, bro, like the thing that you gotta focus on is just like, and I'm saying this not being in Texas, so take it with a grain of salt, but hold on, fuck. Goddamn.
Roll a regular blood out.
Papers. I just think it's like, you know, some of you gotta look at it in that. You kind of got to narrow it down to the point where it's just like the mission. What is the mission?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't get caught up in all the like extra, the all the shit that's around you that you don't have no control over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, all right, I'll control what I can control. And again, bro, like, I think you should feel confident enough in yourself to like, especially now coming back from New York where it's just like, making it a priority to do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And making your name the way that you want to make it. You know what I mean? Not doing like, you know, it's certain aspects of this shit where it's like, you know, we love to make people laugh. We love performing. And so you'll deal with some of the bullshit aspects of it because you love that. Because some of it is like a fucking, it's a hassle, bro. Yeah. It's a hassle. It can be time consuming. Yeah. You can feel like you kind of running in the place. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Like, I think you done put in enough time to where it's like, you can pick and choose. Like, you don't just have to put yourself out there for the sake of putting yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? Because you got enough knowledge to know to be like, all right, this stuff is not going to be as beneficial to me right now. You know what I mean? So maybe I can kind of fall back in this way and then beef up this other shit.
Yeah.
And then again, like, make these trips to New York. Make these trips to wherever. You know what I'm saying? And further those connections.
Right.
Because, again, like, bro, like, Jimi Hendrix was in New York. And he was playing. I mean, at this point, he had already, he had been a backup guitar player for, like, a lot of bands and shit. But he was, like, playing on his own in New York. The motherfucker had to go to fucking London to get big. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, now, he had his base in New York, you know what I'm saying? But had to go overseas and really spend time there, and that was the shit that ended up making it pop for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, you could be in Texas and perform in Texas, but have it where you fucking, you keep making these trips to fucking New York or whatever, and let's say you do get past at a club. Then it's like, oh, boom, like, I got a reason to really be up in this motherfucker.
Right.
You know? Or it might happen in Texas, who knows? But it's like, it's just a matter of, like, picking your spots and which is going to propel you to where you're trying to get to.
Yeah.
And you got enough knowledge now to where it don't just have to be any old thing. You know what I mean?
Right. And see, what is good, especially if people want to start doing comedy and shit. I just watched a movie last night about Steve Burns' life, the opening act with Jimmy O. Yang and fucking Cedric the Entertainer. And all them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So many comics in that movie, son.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cringeworthy. It'll give you anxiety as a comic just because, nigga, it was just like, all right, this is exactly what it is. Now I had to kind of like grit through it just because, you know, we know those feelings of being on stage and fucking bombing and shit and fucking going through, you know, what this nigga's going through, and if, you know, you're trying to get to that pinnacle, and man, I was just like, fuck, I hope it's not like that, I hope it won't be like that for me, you know, going forward in this comedy career. You know, I got niggas hitting me up and shit, it's like, man, I see what you're doing, son, good shit, keep it up, man. I'm like, yeah, I mean, this just little shit right here, this,
you know, this little tit for tats, nigga, I just try to keep this going. This don't keep nothing going. Mm-hmm. This is just, you know, what I was able to get into. But, man, I don't know. Fucking, I don't want life to go back to normal once I get back to Texas, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to keep this going, kind of, sort of. But, you know, I still want to get, I would like to start to get reimbursed for this entertainment here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that's shit, man, that is the fucking goal, right? That is the goal. I mean, still, man, because even, like, I know, even if you get passed at a club, though, it's more so about the opportunity to be able to perform a whole bunch.
Yeah.
More so than just, like, you get the money. Now, you might be able to get the opportunities to perform, like, college stuff or whatever, and that's where you can kind of, or you get corporate gigs or whatever the fuck, and then that's how you can kind of get your money shit going. I mean, honestly, bro, like, I think, you know, this trip that I'm trying to plan for us and, like, whatever we can kind of make happen from that, I mean, I think that's something that that's the type of shit that I'm talking about, where it's like, you know, we're making opportunities for ourselves. But it's not delusional in that sense, like, we just started doing comedy and we're like, hey, we're going on this trip, da 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 da. Like, we actually didn't have, like, legitimate feathers in our caps.
Yeah.
And we're just needing that awareness level.
Is Dub aware of this trip?
Huh?
Is Dub aware of this trip?
You know, that shit, I haven't told. Well, I texted it in the group, bro.
Yeah, I know.
He just, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't think he'd be having. I don't know if that'd be a burner phone, that'd be in the group, or if that'd be him. Dub living the married life, the family life.
I mean, I can hit him up and see if he's interested.
Yeah.
But, I mean, ultimately, like.
Man, this shit looks so good. I just want to eat it.
I mean, you know, I think regardless, like, I think it'd be good for us, just, you know, just like traveling. I think traveling is good. I think, to me, because the things that I'm interested in when it comes to this shit is that, like, or at least the things that I'm trying to make happen for myself now is, like, I don't want my success to be so dependent on somebody giving it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how I look at it.
And so, like, you have to... And I don't think I'm debuting this word on your podcast, but we got to mena finesse our success.
That shit,
you know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, it's like, I think I would say definitely prior to this year, or prior to, you know, 2020 or whatnot, I was hoping that somebody would be like, hey, you're good.
Yeah.
You're ready. Right. And, you know, now.
Big hopes.
Now it's like, oh, nah, like, I think I'm good. I think I'm ready. And now it's just time for me to show that to people. And the reality of it is like, if I can, it's, to me, a lot of this is influenced by me paying attention to shit in the, I mean, I think it happens in all entertainment industries, but, like, specifically with, like, music or, like, hip hop music.
Yeah.
You'll have it where it's a cat. And this was more like maybe like 2-3 years ago. Like, when you had SoundCloud rappers was like a big thing. You have it where this cat, some cat would get a beat that they fucking found on YouTube or some shit.
That piff.
They would rap over it and then put it on SoundCloud. And then it would just get buku fucking plays. And then these record companies Bobby would
Shmurda.
See that.
Bobby Shmurda.
And then they'd be like, oh, this is an automatic bag for us.
Right.
And then they'll sign this motherfucker to, like, a shitty deal.
Pay the accolades to that nigga that you found a beat from.
They sign you to a shitty deal. And they won't really do anything to develop you as an artist.
Nope.
But they're able to kind of rack in all these sales based off some shit you did without their help completely.
Yep.
And then they get the profit off of that shit. And so, yeah, you get to get more exposure. And you probably do get more profits from it. But you're not getting everything that you owe. You're not getting your full value. Because, again, you're the one bringing the value to it.
Right.
So, like, for me, it's like any idea that I come up with, I'm trying to make that shit launch on my own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, if I can get enough eyes on it, then I know that if somebody else wants to, let's say somebody else wants to pick it up,
I know that I can do this without them.
Right.
So they can't just they can't just sell me no pie in the sky type, ooh, we're gonna put you on this and we're gonna da 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 and you'll get this, that, and the third. And then I'm looking at the percentages and I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why am I only getting this small percentage, but I came up with all the shit?
Right.
You know what I mean? And not to say, you know, y'all helping, I ain't saying nobody, you're not deserving of any percentage, but why am I getting the smallest piece of the portion when it's me who made the shit? So that's the thing that I'm like really focused on. And I see a lot of creators doing that, man. And it's not to say that you can't still play ball with the mainstream or whatnot, but I think it's a healthier way to go about it. So it's just like, if you're trying to be uber famous, we all know, well, number one, we know that you can be uber famous by just doing some dumb shit and somebody capturing video of it. So it's not even like this, to me, you know, back in the day where it's like, oh my God, like it's, you got three channels.
Yeah.
And hello. What's good? Hey, we got some people returning back to the crib.
What up? Look at that spiff in there, Dave. What's that in there, sir? I see that spiffy work clothes. They all mangled and shit. What's that?
I mean, we've been talking already for a while.
Okay. Talk for a little. Good to see you, sir. How you been?
He had a good ass time.
Did you?
Ah. Might be my next place to go. To live for a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
You got your plug
of backer there? Little fronto leaf. I sprinkle in there, make it a little smooth, a little blunt, you know.
What?
Yeah. Oh, it's nice. Shit. They in New York, they got
some,
ways.
Some New York shit and some Houston shit.
I've been loving it.
Man, you up there drinking pickle bags and shit?
Man, I see a lot of that out there. They got a lot of pickle bag shit out there. I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck a pickle bag is, but I think it's just a shot of pickle juice, huh?
Yeah, with the whiskey. It doesn't sound like it'd be good.
Yeah, no, they had that out in Texas. I've had it. Oh, yeah? Yeah, it's like, you don't wake up with hangovers. It's like, oh, okay.
That I don't know if I believe. But it tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
We gotta load up the van and roll. We rolling. I ain't trying to be. All right. How long are you in town now for?
I'll be here till to probably like Tuesday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. So back to what you were saying.
But yeah, man. So I'll just kind of give you my vision for this trip, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, initially, it was provoked from me being out on my trip, the last trip. Because I'm, you know, that's the thing, too, is just like, bro, like, you know, outside of going, I went back home, but that ain't no, like, that's going back home.
Yeah,
and it was going back home during this shit. And it was, you know, it. I love seeing my family, but the shit was heavy.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I went out that last time, it was that same feeling like, man, I got to get back out here. Or I got to get back out traveling. Like, this shit is incredible. You know, initially, I met a cat out in Berlin. His name is Victor. I'm gonna shout him out. His name is Victor, bro. Like,
shout out Vic.
He's from Romania.
Ah.
And it's like first person I ever met that was Romanian. And we were both on a mic together, and then I went and saw him do like his hour.
Oh, shit.
That weekend. And he's the cat that helped me find weed while I was out in Berlin. So I got a lot of love for Vic.
Yeah.
But me and him was just chopping it up, and he was just talking about Portugal, and he was like gassing it up. He's like, man, Portugal is shit, da 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 da. And so I was like, fuck, all right. And that's where the initial Portugal aspect came in my head. And so, you know, talking to Paul, you know, I knew that like if I wanted to go out the country again, it's like it's cheaper to fly from New York.
And we have our interpreter.
Well, if we're in Portugal. Paul, we would be remiss to note that Portuguese is different than Spanish.
It's different.
So it would require another layer. We can't just be like, oh, Paul, you got us. It's like, nah. But again, it don't matter because you go to a lot of these places, I've done some research on it. You know, it's a lot of English speaking in Portugal.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? So we would only really want to try to pull out Portuguese if we was trying to impress somebody. Don't do it for their sake, because they will look at you like, nigga, is you for
you
real?
You don't have to. What's up? What you mean?
Because I mean, I don't want to get into no fucking history lesson, but like Portuguese is, at least Portugal, like Portugal and Spain, they're not the same, but like when it came to like colonizing the world, mm-hmm. like Portugal is one of them type of motherfuckers. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're the darkies over there. Like we would be darkies. It wouldn't be like, oh look at this. It'd be like, yeah. You know, we would. I don't think we would be lifted upon shoulders, and you know what I mean. I think it'd be a good time, but just as far as the dynamic, it might not be too dissimilar from how we are in the United States. So I was talking to Paul about that, and then when Geneva added in the whole Africa angle, I was just like, oh shit. And it's like, if we did, because so the main thing, so it was between that talk I had with my boy Victor in Berlin about Portugal, but then I went to a show in Berlin. I went to a Black History Month show. I saw all black performers, like all different types, walks of life, man, woman, non-binary, like all the whole shit. Johannesburg, fucking London, fucking American black, you know what I mean, like just the spectrum. And I saw it, and I was seeing the jokes and the material, and I was seeing how people were responding to it, and I'm just like, oh, we should, like, that's when I saw, I'm like, bro, all the stuff that you do, Byron does, Geneva, DC, that we all do, it works here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just to see it and see it like, oh wow, and then kind of have this like this vision of like Young Funny being worldwide, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like I don't know if you remember having these talks with John.
Paul scratched Young Funny on the bridge as well.
Oh, that's cool. That's dope. But you know, fucking John wanted to be fucking world big, you know what I mean? And so seeing that and like kind of mentioning the thing I said about like Jimi Hendrix and shit like that, it's like, you know, we can, especially when it comes to shit like that, mm-hmm. like we can get ahead of the curve and maybe be international big before we
fucking watch.
And then again, it's like, it don't matter, because we don't have to just be like, bro, we can go anywhere and make the shit pop.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, once Geneva added the Africa angle, I was like, okay, this could be like a whole fucking pilgrimage. We definitely should document this. And, you know, this is where we can really lay out our history. You know what I'm saying? Our histories individually, our histories together. And we can make this like just as an idea for a piece of, like for film. I think it would be, it's compelling without us being known people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's beyond the story of us as comedians. It's us as, you know,
you should probably bring it up to what you call it now.
Who?
Dudes that did the Bill and Ted.
What? Yeah. We'll get to that. But see, for this, it's like I want us, again, kind of back to that control thing or us doing it. Like we can do it. We can do all the filming and this, that, and the third. Yeah. The thing that would be significant that we would need is an editor. So that's when somebody like...
Especially if you filled it with our own phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thing is, it's like, it would be certain aspects of it. Because I want it to be a trip. I don't want it to be this, like, super invasive thing. And also, again, bro, like, I've seen a decent amount of... Bro, like, for me... It's a million ways to make a film, for a film to look. So it's like, all that matters is that we have the content. I mean, it, like, we got phones that shoot good quality film.
Yeah.
I got, like I said, I got live mics. We can get more live mics, so sound would be fine.
I got live mics too.
Like, we have the base equipment. And it would be just a matter of, like, really kind of formulating, like, and I've been thinking about this. Formulating exactly like what we're trying to showcase a lot of it is just getting as much material as we can and then coming back and just editing it into like a, you know, a thing. Like, bro, that movie that I was in, me and Dave was in, bro, I won't say all they did, they had like a vision, but essentially they just let us loose in this place and they filmed all of it. And so, bro, that was, we was there for like 18 hours. That's a lot of film. Not just for like one camera. We talking about multiple cameras, multiple angles. So it's like them looking through hours and hours and hours of shit, and they cut it down to like a 90-minute joint. They didn't know exactly what movie they had when they just recorded the shit. They had to make that movie, but then they ended up making this shit. And at least as far as I was aware, it seemed to be pretty successful for them, and like at least put them on another level of notoriety. And this was this small thing that we fucking filmed over in Tarrytown. I know enough about the festival circuit type shit. This is something like where we could do it. We can enter it in comedy festivals. We can enter it in film festivals. And again, like, it's about like we already do the shit. We're already comedians. We already are funny. We don't need nobody to pick us out. Again, we just I say this to you all the time. We don't have enough people. The amount of people that's able to like be able to make it where you can, like, oh, I can go to Dayton, Ohio and sell a weekend. You know what I mean? Like, sell a weekend in a club. You know, we don't have that. But if you have, like, something that gets a certain amount of notoriety that you can be like, hey, we were in this, and then that gets a certain amount of pub, then you start getting that notoriety that it's like, oh, we can go sell out a weekend at wherever the fuck. Mm-hmm. We can maybe do a one-nighter in a small theater type shit. And that's without the quote-unquote industry doing that. You know what I mean? That's us.
Yeah.
Manifesting it. You know what I mean? And again, we're good enough, and like I feel like I got the vision to be able to make something that's like good, bro. Like I have faith in myself to do that. You know what I'm saying? And so to document something like right now, again, I think the big angle, and that's why the Geneva shit is so, it's, to me, is essential, because it's like us just going to Portugal is fine, but like us going back home is next level. Yeah. And I mean, like, that's where it's beyond just comedy. That's like human shit. And I mean, again, bro, like, with the, like, just on a person, I don't want to just talk to you about it on this like strategic level, bro. Like, yeah. I want to get back to fucking Africa. Yeah. It was, to me, it was weird that the first place I went out the country was not Africa, but it is. It's baby steps, da 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 da. But like in this case where it's like, oh, I can get to Africa, like we can get to Africa. And after all this shit that happened, all these motherfuckers didn't die, and how, like, not guaranteed that shit is. Because fuck me being, like, a famous comedian. I want to get back home. I want to see, all the people that I looked up to, that shit was, like, transcendent. It was a transcendent experience. Richard Pryor, Malcolm X, like, the people that returned back home. It fucking, yeah, Chappelle did it too. Like, I'm just saying, like, to me, to document that, and then not to mention that we're funny and we're interesting, and now that we had these stories, like, you can't, bruh, I done seen so much bullshit, like, fucking bullshit, that I won't even say that it gets, like, lauded. A lot of shit in the mainstream is complete fucking bullshit, and it gets lauded. But I'm talking about even shit on the periphery. And because the thing is, it's hard to make good shit, whether or not you independent or you got the machine behind you. It's hard to make good shit. But I done seen enough of it to where it's like, even us just making the attempt will get attention. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're trying to boost up. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think, and again, I just think it's a good part of our story. Even if it's a fucking failure, it's a good part of our story. Young Funny attempted to go over, and we went to fucking Africa, and we tried to fucking make this documentary.
It would be a failure.
You know what I mean?
I don't see how. I mean,
but again, like, to me, it's just like,
there's no way it's a failure.
The steps, the whole filming thing, it was the last. It was just like, oh, bro, you know what would be cool? I talked to this with Benjamin about it. But when I was talking to Paul, and then me and Paul was like, oh man, we should ask people in Young Funny. I didn't think all y'all would be on board with the shit.
Fuck, why not?
I didn't know. It wasn't even so much I was like,
who would you have to really coerce that hard?
Well, I don't say good course, but we don't need to go in deep into this. But when I added the Africa wrinkle, it was some level of like
backlash. I was like, man, whatever. Son.
So I'm just saying, like,
you know, I'm down for whatever.
I know. I'm again, but I Everybody, we are different people.
Yeah, that's true.
Once everybody was like, oh yeah, I'm interested, I was like, oh shit, well then we could do a Young Funny thing. And but then it's like, you know, for me it's some of me continuing to do this and be like interested in stand up is like, you know, it's not all for John, but it's like a part of that, like wanting to, like, this person who I thought was pretty significant, and you know, his light dimmed way too soon, and you know, the people that needed to know him know him, but like, for all intents and purposes, he's like a person in obscurity. Like when they do like comedy history, the greatest of all times, they won't mention him.
No, all we got is Flophouse.
You know what I'm saying? But I know the motherfucker was one of the greats. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, to kind of go on this pilgrimage, and to me being it being this, like, you know, to me it's like beyond, it's like paying homage. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And doing something that I think that if he saw what we was doing, he'd be like, especially all of us doing it together, he'd be like super, he'd be fucking, he would love it.
He'd try to fuck it up though.
And it would be more interesting for
it. It'd be so interesting. It'd be that, that'd be like, yes. Yes. Yeah. They'd make us want to do it even more just because.
You know what I'm saying? I got to piss real quick, man.
Okay.
Please, I still want to smoke that, but I just
yeah, yeah, no, please piss. Oh, man, good old times with the homie. That's what's got us, it's got the drive going. This is wild. This is where we're at now. Venturing off, man. This is why this podcast is. This is one of the reasons why the podcast is here. Tell me a joke, man. Guideline of chasing a dream. We chasing these dreams, man. This is our guideline. This is how we trying to go about it. This is what we prefer to do. You know, so something's got to happen. Something's got to shake. Something's got to give. Something's going to break. But we still going to keep doing what we're doing just because, you know, this is us. This is why I feel this is why I'm put on this earth, just to be this person. So, you know, the more and more I keep doing what I do, the more and more people love it, the more and more support I gotta have. Which is nice. And the shit I've been doing is minuscule at this point. But it could be so much greater. You know? The world is very helpful. And it opens up when it needs to. So just pay attention. Basically. Pay attention. See what shit has in store, man. Venture out. You definitely gotta venture out. You ain't never gonna see it if you don't venture nowhere. It don't just come to you sitting at your house. I mean, sure shit does, especially if you're just doing internet substance. But I mean, that's the new age. But nowadays, nah, get out there, man. You gotta see shit. Oh, it's always good to leave. Shit. Leave and see something else. Don't stay stationary.
Oh man.
How was that piss? Did you push hard?
I just flowed.
Oh, okay, that's good.
You know, I mean, natural.
That's good.
But yeah, man. You know. And I mean, just generally, like, it don't always have to be no big. Like, bro, like, it just, I think it's some cool shit. We definitely should document it.
Definitely,
like,
definitely gonna be.
We would do it anyway. Yeah. Like, we would do it anyway. It's so it's just happen. Like, boom. And
especially
then it's like.
If we do sets out there, like, I'm.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna bring my camera.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've already talked about it.
Yeah.
We're going to plan it out. Like, yeah. I want to have a plan. I want it to be like a free-flowing trip. I don't want it to be like a fucking, because some shit, you know, I want things to be natural and feel natural, bro. I don't want it to be like, we got to be here and da-da-da-da-da. You know, I want, that needs to be a part of it just because when you traveling and shit and you doing stuff, like, you can't. We ain't got money like that to be like, oh, we gonna do whatever the fuck. Like, nah, we gotta budget it. We gotta, it kind of, you know, you gotta figure your shit out. But you know, I wanted to just be like this. Number one, again, bro, after this fucking past year, man, I just wanted to be like a fun ass time. We document it. if it can be as small as some shit we put on YouTube for motherfuckers, or it can be as big as we want it to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think ultimately it just comes out down to like what the fucking shit is. I know that I done ran into precisely one person, IG.
From
around the way. And I think it was when I was first, when we were all kind of first saying like, oh, we about
shout
it.
Shout out to IG.
Yeah, shout out to him. And he was like, oh, that'd be great. Like, the first thing he said to me is like, you're filming it? And so it's just like, you know what I mean? Like
we would be. People want to see. People want to, you know, they fuck with us.
And even for me, if it's just motherfuckers like him, because I know that motherfucker really support.
Yeah.
And see, that's what I care about. Yeah. I don't want, like, these fly-by-night motherfuckers that just like you because you popular. I want motherfuckers to like what we doing because they fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's who you get real support from. Like, plain and simple.
I want to bring up this situation that happened on the internet. And I want to, I guess, exclude people's name. Let's just say sheeps in water.
Wait a minute. What is this about, though?
This is about a situation where somebody said something about Tiffany Haddish. And then somebody came and rebutted. Like, now, I mean, we're not supposed to be bringing down a black woman. We're supposed to be supporting. And it was very, like, but this is, you know, that's what sheeps do at the time. That's what sheeps always do. That person always comes to the defense of anything minuscule because, you know, as a black person, as I took it when I read it, as, you know, as what she's saying, basically what she's getting at, as a black person, we shouldn't be, you know, bringing other people down, even if it's in the small sense, you know, because what was mentioned was the new She Ain't Ready special. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, it seems like some of the people weren't ready.
You talking about, oh, somebody said that.
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, the sheeps came to the defense of like, hey, man, we shouldn't, especially during these times, like, we definitely don't need to, even if it's on this platform, she's still trying to bring people up. Like, so there's no need for you to be, I mean, it's very small and minuscule of, you know, it, like, the argument probably could have been avoided, but she still decided to speak out on what Waters had to say, you know, so. And it was like, all right, I understand this. Usually I don't give a fuck for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, you know, motherfucker just said some shit on Facebook. Like, why even say anything? But, like, I understood. I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, that person always, never maliciously, just always like, hey, man, that, like, there's no need. You know how that meme that they have when on that basketball meme, when nigga feel like, I think he got dunked on or some shit like that, and nigga walked off and he had his mouth hanging, and his homie came behind him and was like, hey, man.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Remember that. That was a big one.
Yeah. That's how I kind of look at that. Like, hey, man, like, no need for that, man. Pick your chin up. We'll be all right. Mm-hmm. No need for all this bullshit out here.
Yeah, nah, man. I mean, you know, I at least, like, just kind of how I was raised, man. It's
I guess,
like,
I just wanted to mention that. I don't think that really had anything.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's I guess it could be tied into how, like, we try to build each other up. You know what I'm saying? We don't, you know, we try to build each other up. And, you know, I think if ultimately, like, unity is the only thing that's going to really, like, save us. You know what I'm saying? And so that requires a certain level of knowing. I don't want to talk out my ass, but like, and I don't mean just no like generic unity. Like, I mean like legitimate solidarity amongst all people.
Yeah.
It requires like, you know. It requires patience. It requires understanding. It requires understanding, man. And you know, allowing people to be imperfect, holding people to a certain standard, but like not tearing them down if they don't reach that, just trying to encourage them to reach whatever the standard is. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Nah. I mean, I don't even know how to, like, resuscitate that situation.
The wire wheel, and then some bank grease on, throw in the oven for 500 degrees for a couple hours. Use it a lot.
I mean, like...
The wisdom.
All right, well, yeah, we don't want to throw it away. It's a functional...
The wisdom of David Lewis.
All right, I'll take it.
How to restore, what was that, iron, cast iron? Cast iron pot.
Yeah. Yeah. A Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to have them shits.
That's the stuff for,
this male lady can get a Dutch oven. Oh, all right. Back to misogyny. And.
Not me. So. I support you. Strong black sister and working.
She is working
and delivering the mail on time.
Oh, is it on time? Is it the proper time?
It's 2:30.
Regardless, she got to walk this neighborhood.
Sweet. Do you got some time today?
Yeah.
I got to work on a flyer for this show.
Okay.
And I need some.
Wrap this up.
I need some guidance on it.
Yeah. Thank you, Kamari, for sitting down listening to me.
Nah, man. I'm happy that you
and
fucking.
And then sharing your interest on our adventures that in the near future will be happening.
Nah, for certain. Bro, like, I think that, like, more than anything. Cause man, like, you know, I know this is about comedy and shit, but, you know, I know that the shit that has made my comedy the best is the experiences that I've had. Mm-hmm. Since I've been in New Orleans, I've had a multitude of experiences. I experienced that when I had my first chance to go out of the States and go to New York for the first time. And so it's just like, oh, boom. Like if I want to like gung-ho way to get better at comedy, let's add some more experiences to the equation, and the more adventurous and more, like, you know, distinct that the adventures are, the better.
Right.
So this seemed like the most distinct fucking adventure that I could think of at the moment. You know what I'm saying? And again, it's like, you know, I know people, like, you know, people how they like, you know, when I used to go I'll say this and then we can get off. So, like, I remember being a kid and we would always visit Chicago.
Yeah.
And, like, in my head, I think when I was a kid, I don't know if I liked Chicago or not. I liked it because, like, oh, the Bulls in Chicago, you know what I mean? And it was a good trip. I see family I wouldn't see all the time. But then, like, my family lived in, I want to say they lived in the west side of Chicago. So, you know, not a great part, you know what I mean? We would stay in the hotels type shit. But you know, we would visit them and you know, they'd be like, y'all want to stay here? But then the whole thing was like, oh, they got roaches, we ain't staying there type shit. But you know, I remember sometimes being there and be late at night, or you had to go to the car, and I'd be like fucking terrified, like scared, you know, because it's like, oh man, this is scary. But I remember we always go, or even we go like Florida or some shit, we always go to the mall, or we go to some, like, you know, touristy bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And so then it's like, I got grown, and then I think I went to Chicago probably about 3 or 4 years ago, like, by myself.
Yeah.
And I don't think I did comedy up there. I just was in up there. It was just nice to be, like, able to, like, to really get a feel for the place. And be like, oh man, I like this. Like, you know, getting on the little, like, they railroad system and shit like that. Their subways, not subways, but like the track. I don't know what they call it officially. I think it's Amtrak. But being able to actually see, get a feel for the people and shit like that, and the vibe, and be like, oh man, I like Chicago. And it's like, I've been back since. It's like, oh, Chicago is a spot I could live. Now it get too cold.
Yeah.
So it's not like it wouldn't be the first on the list. Like, for real. But I like it. It's a spot I like to visit. And so, you know, same thing with, like, D.C. And so now to be, like, an adult and be able to kind of, like, really have these places that you can go and, like, really, you know, feel the vibe. You know what I'm saying? And I think living in New Orleans because New Orleans is so distinct, it helps me kind of see that in other places.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's nice to do that and do the little collaborate. And then it's, to me, it's like, I feel like I find out more about people at large. You know, I ain't saying I got all the answers, but you get to see, to me, what I see is like, legitimately, and I wish it's a more complex way to say this. I probably could say it, but it's like, it's a through line to me through everybody. Like, it's a, like, it is very few similar, dissimilar. People are more similar than we are not similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like all people, you know what I mean? Like, all fucking people. And like, I feel like a lot of the issues in our society is because people feel like people are so different that they can't understand them, so different that they willing to like hurt them just for not being like you. And it's like, nah, bro, like, we all are the same. We really are. You know what I mean? And so like, the more it is these kind of surface things that are different, and that's the beauty of it, because it should be flourishes of differences just on a creative level. If everybody was like fucking homogenous, everybody was the same, like, in a very, it'd be boring. So you need that, like, oh, these motherfuckers salsa and these motherfuckers line dance. Like, you need that shit. But ultimately, everybody fucking dancing. You know what I mean? Everybody's wearing fucking Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Everybody.
They had a fucking shop out there called Zoid or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a whole wall of just high top Air Forces.
Everybody. Everybody. So I want to see more of that, man. And I think going on trips like that, like going, being able to go home and be like, oh man, like, you know.
I'll see you here in a little bit.
Yeah, peace.
Holla, man. I'll put you around tonight, man, or here in the next couple of days. I'll catch you then for sure. But I'd love to have a couple of beers and sit there and
run. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely.
But yeah, man, I want to see more of that. And I feel like some shit like this, you know, just more trying to get some more insight on this.
Nigga.
This rock.
We all went to New York. That'd have been fun.
Well, see, for this joint, in my head, we start off in New York.
Ah.
Because in flying out of New York, at least...
Pick up Paul.
Flying out of New York is... If you fly internationally, it's much cheaper to fly out of New York than it is fly out of here.
Mm.
You know, and especially certain places. So, like, right now, like, all the trips I've been planning have been with us starting off in New York and going...
Ah.
You know, going nice. From there.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's enjoy the rest of this goddamn day.
Yeah, man. Nice chatting with you.
Nice chatting with you, man. Appreciate everything that you do.